Fantastic. We also have signed copies of some of his books available in the hallway. So if you'd like to pick up a book as well, please do that. If you were there on Friday, or if you've read Bill's books, you know that we are living in an extraordinary moment in human history. You know that we are probably the last generation that has a chance to prevent the most catastrophic effects of climate change. So we're fighting for our future. We're fighting for a habitable planet and for the survival and flourishing of life, not just human life, but life as we know it, as it's evolved around the world. And we can't wait for another generation to fight this battle for us. We can't wait for our neighbors to fight this battle for us. We can't wait for the experts to fight this battle for us. We can't wait for anyone else to do it. It's up to us. We need everybody's help right now as we tackle the challenge of climate change. So here we are. We've carved out time this afternoon to think together about strategies and solutions, and to learn about the actions that we could take, and to each of us decide which ones feel most personally meaningful and which ones might be the most effective in having powerful results and bearing good fruit. I want to say this conference took place literally in 6 weeks. And I've helped to plan conferences before, but I've never been part of a conference that was planned in 6 weeks. So this is the most amazing, where it's already a huge success. And I also want to say that this conference was created by a very diverse group of activists and leaders, each of whom has his or her own particular social justice cause that he or she passionately cares about. But all of us realized that whatever our particular issue might be that we feel personally devoted to, all of us are affected by climate change. And in this crisis that we all face, we find common ground. And we need everybody's skill set, everybody's experience, everybody's wisdom and heart and clear thinking in order to work together to address this problem. Now, you know, I'm speaking as a Christian, and faith tells me that we are doing this work in the presence of a loving mystery that created us and longs for us to participate in the search for life, to protect life. I think every mainstream religion says that human beings were given the earth to cherish and to protect, not to wantonly destroy. And in the sacred book of my tradition, there's this wonderful story at the very beginning, which says that human beings were created out of the dust of the earth, and the breath of life of God was breathed into them, and then they were given their first task as human beings. And what was that task? It was to protect and to cherish the earth. So that's our first job as human beings, as I see it. So I'm here this afternoon not only because I'm frightened, though I am frightened, when I consider that only a single degree of global warming is already heating the deep oceans, turning the oceans acidic, thawing tundra, melting glaciers, melting the polar ice cap, causing lethal floods and droughts. And I'm not here only because I'm sad, though I am moved to anguish when I think of the ruined world that we could leave our children and our children's children. And I'm not here only because I'm angry, though it does make me angry when our political leaders fail to lead, and when corporations make fat profits as they pour greenhouse gas pollution into the atmosphere as if it were an open sewer. It's not only fear, sorrow, and anger that brought me here. Above all, I want to bear witness to love. I love this beautiful earth. I love its creatures. I love the God who created them. So with you, I want to stand here on behalf of all the residents of this planet, human and other than human. And I want to stand here to say that I know, and you know, that the earth is crying out for our care. I stand here to say that when it comes to global warming, the time for nothing more than talk or nothing more than hand-wringing has come to an end. The time has come to take action. Action that springs not just from fear or sorrow or anger, but action that springs above all from love. We know that the task ahead of us is demanding. Healing the planet is demanding work, and it's work that can call out the best that is in us. This work invites us to find and to take hold of our deepest reserves of creativity and courage and compassion. So, if you have some time to give to this great work, now is the time to give it. If you have a word of hope or encouragement or wisdom to share, now is the time to share it. If you have some love to give, now is the time to give it. For the earth and all its creatures, human and other than human, are calling that out from us, calling to us, urging us to stand in kinship with all creation and to do what we can to protect life. And if you're a person of prayer, now's a good time to pray. Now is the time to draw upon that sacred power within us and among us that calls us to choose life, the power that can sustain us for the journey ahead. So I want to thank you so much for being here. I want to end with saying what another climate activist has said. We want to be able to say to our children, and to our children's children, I give you polar bears. I give you glaciers. I give you coral reefs. I give you ice shelves as big as a continent. I give you moderate weather. I give you a stable climate. So let's get to work.